Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg discusses the latest trends in finance and accounting. Kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Hashtag Finance Master show. And of course, we are finishing up our series about hacking the annual wheel in finance. We talk through all the main processes from annual reporting to month-end to budgeting and so on. And now we'll try to look into the future. How would that look? How would work in the finance function of the future look like? And we do that today, and we'll continue that after the holidays, at least my holiday in August. I will try to look towards finance 2035. We'll evaluate the likes of McKinsey, Deloitte, and others, how they see finance 2030. And then we'll just try to push it a little bit further into the future. So I hope that you will be with us for that too. Let's try to get into the content. So this morning, European time, I released another blog post in a newsletter, Trends in Finance and Accounting. 315,000 subscribers. Can you believe it? Called What Work Will Keep Finance Functions Busy in the Future. Our best estimate is that it's likely still the annual wheel. It makes sense to have an annual wheel. It includes annual reporting, month-end close, quarterly forecasting, budgeting, and strategic planning. During the past 2 months, we have covered each of these processes. If you missed any of them, you can go back, check the articles, check the podcast coming out soon as well. We released the dreaded month-end process just last night in the podcast, so you can check back in there as well. We have shared hacks to improve each of them, some more radical than others. We have done so with the aim of reducing the time spent on the processes and making them more effective. It's a utopia to think that the annual wheel will disappear or even transform significantly. Many of these tasks are bound by compliance and control must-dos. Still, it could be reduced to minuscule duties that hardly require thought and effort to complete. Others could stand to see complete transformation, like budgeting, to beyond budgeting. It should prompt us to imagine life in a futuristic finance function, where work is done very differently. Likewise, we should consider what capabilities are needed for finance and accounting professionals to be working in such a function. Imagining a future like that will pave the way for making the right changes and choices today to ensure we and you are future ready. In this final episode of this series we've been running here about the annual wheel in finance, we will then consider how processes in the annual wheel could be carried out in the future and what work finance professionals would be doing. Before we dig into it, though, I have a question for you. Does the future finance function make you excited or concerned? And I'll let you think about it for just a little bit, because we actually ran a poll on this. I asked you on LinkedIn if the future makes you concerned or excited. And based on previous polls and discussions, lots of people, also people appearing on the show here, I would have thought more people would be concerned. But almost 90%, that's practice speaking all of you. You're excited for the future. And you know what? That makes me happy. That makes me excited as well, because it is an exciting future. It truly is. We just have to grab it. And we'll, of course, talk more about that. Okay, so what does this future look like? We'll say continuous production, constant insights. In the future, it's fair to assume that the production of numbers will be fully automated. This is made possible by seamlessly integrated financial systems operating on, for instance, a blockchain-based or similar technology. As production is fully automated, it also enables a zero-time close, where month-end is no more. The close is done whenever needed, and it's likely to be more event-driven than calendar-driven. Let's say something significant, could be good, could be bad, happens on the 16th of a month. Do you wait until the end of the month to see the impact? No. Press the button, see how it impacts you. Specifically, disclosures for annual reporting will be built into the production schedule as well, making the financial part of the annual report in an event. Moving from the past to the future, forecasting process will also transform from a 4 to 6 week quarterly event into an event-driven click of a button exercise. And when I say 4 to 6 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks, because again, I asked you on LinkedIn how long the process takes. and the average was around 4 weeks. Now, we say quarterly forecasting here, but I also asked you, how often do you forecast your financials? And more than 50% actually forecast financials monthly. I guess, logically speaking, you cannot be running a monthly forecasting process that takes 4 weeks. You would be doing nothing else. So likely that's a simple update of your financials, or maybe it's just a quick forecast that takes no time, but we spend a lot of time in forecasting, right? So imagine it's just a click of a button. This is enabled by machine learning driven forecasting models that through integrated planning and forecasting systems consider both financial and non-financial data for the forecast. You may recall the first LinkedIn Live we did, we had the IBM on here talking about how to do the automated forecasting. So it's definitely possible. Don't think it's something in the future. It's there today. Alternative scenarios can easily be modeled using natural language processing models, while the potential impact of different action plans can be built on top. As both past and future will be ready on demand, it almost removes the need for a budgeting process. Instead, there will be a constant monitoring of strategic progress and reallocation of resources to more promising areas of the business, from areas that stagnate. Most of this process will either be automated as AI-driven models continuously suggest adjustments to reduce allocations based on feedback from action performance and potential strategic realignments. Sounds exciting? I think so. And we have lots of people here also being excited, maybe not just about that, but being excited about the future of the finance function, and you should be excited. It is a really exciting future. So that's great. We have a question also here. Can you share examples of organizations that have successfully transformed their annual build process? What can we learn from their experiences? In addition, how can finance teams ensure accuracy and compliance when adopting new technologies for annual reporting and strategic planning? I think a great case study to look into is the Microsoft case study. Not with Microsoft, the tools, everything else, but Microsoft Finance Organization. They, for instance, transformed their forecasting process from a 3 to 4 week process involving 800 people in different shapes and forms to a 2 day, almost click of a button, driven by two people. Different machine learning driven models coming up with the outcome. Increasing accuracy of the forecast as well. I think that's a great example. Myself, I've done month-end closing earlier in my career, and we transformed the process from a 3 to 4 day close to a 1 to 2 day close. Now that might not sound like a lot, that's still a 50% reduction, and the satisfaction of closing your book in a day, that's huge. Because that meant I could send a flash report to management after just 1 day, giving me time to further analyze the numbers. On maybe workday 6, we would share the full management report, now meeting around. So it does come with a lot of different opportunities. So just sharing a bit of insights there. We also have a longer reply here from Hallie saying, yes, she's always excited to see finance and accounting continue to be a business powerhouse driver. However, I will continue to keep internal and risk compliance concerns in the forefront, especially as AI does continue to grow and expand among companies as well as personal users. I think that's a great insight as well. We need to control the technology that we let loose in our finance organization. So we need tech-savvy accountants, controllers that can stay on top of technology, that can implement new standards, new roles to ensure that the finance operation machine still runs perfectly, right? So I think that's great that we keep that in mind as well and don't just mindlessly give the finance function away to AI. So great insights there. So this will elevate the finance professional to a strategic finance professional. Key to this is an ability to use the constant stream of insights flowing from the always-on production processes of past and future insight-generating machines. Oh, that was powerful in itself. This will enable management to make the right strategic choices and course correct soon as it's needed. And it will also push us from being reactive in insight generation to being proactive, both mining the data, of course, yes, we are doing that today already, but also asking hypothetical questions. How could we increase revenue by 10%? How could we decrease cost by 5%? How could we transform this part of the business into something that's more future-ready? You don't have to have the answers right away. But now you have time to, together with business leaders, dig into these things and drive a lot more value creation. So, question for you. Can you see what we have described here happening? Or is it just wishful thinking? I'll take the voice of the people here as well. Definitely let us know. Curious to hear that. We have another question coming in here from the same person. How can finance professionals add strategic value to their organizations in the future where traditional finance processes are heavily automated? Well, like I just said, be out there with the business leaders, helping them solve their biggest priorities, using the technology-driven engine to come with new insights, to mine the data, to help qualify the choices that they can make. That's what we need to do. It's a people activity rather than just analyzing numbers and spreadsheets in a cubicle, not talking to anyone. So it's transforming the work that we need to do. And we'll get back to the capabilities that we need to make that successfully as well. I have a LinkedIn user here saying, sounds like an ideal future state. The challenge with tech and AI is a reliance on the past, whereas IASB, IFRS, will be continuously changing new standards to create new work and account and support. Yeah, exclamation mark. And yes, you will need technical accountants that are technology savvy to make the wheels run. So that's one of the three career paths I've also outlined earlier in this show here and other places. You need people that are data savvy that can mine things. You need technology savvy people that can control the engine, and you need business finance people that can be out there with business leaders making better decisions. So thanks for bringing that up. Let's talk about the endless data universe. What is that? So beneath the future front end of the finance function is an endless universe of data, expanded from a data warehouse or data lake or whatever we call it today. Finance now has access to not only financial and non-financial data, but also external data relevant to the company's overall goals. This also extends beyond quantitative data into the qualitative data field through the use of emotional AI. This takes the temperature of the context in which the company operates. This includes both macro and micro sentiments. If two countries clash, it leads to an automated recommendation of what course correction would be needed. If certain topics gain traction on, let's say, social media, for instance, products and services can almost immediately be adjusted and marketing campaigns tweaked. This generates never-before-seen agility, in which companies can act in sync with the environment around them. It goes even further. Through advanced and predictive analytics, companies can leverage the data universe to predict what will happen in the future and anticipate the demand for existing products and services as well as the demand for new products, so you can reallocate your resources much faster. Not only will this drive significant value creation for the companies, but it will also create a much more sustainable approach to business. The simple reason is that the paradigm will drive a much more efficient use of resources since they only allocate it to areas where there's a real need. It will limit overproduction and put a stop to the creation of products and services with no real demand. It almost sounds unfathomable. The future finance function could drive such a big impact. However, it's absolutely possible. Even with the technology available today, it's all about setting the right ambition and training people to make the most of what's available. Second, it's about stating what are the desirable capabilities, human and technology-wise, for those to be developed. Setting that expectation today will make the development path much shorter and the time to impact much faster. Before we talk capabilities, here's my final question to you for today. What steps are you taking to future-proof yourself as a finance professional? Think about it and let us know, because you must be taking steps. I have Helle saying here, finance professionals are well at many things, research and utilize the numbers to help continue to show trends and support business initiatives. Yes, that's exactly what it's all about. Felix here saying he's also confident about the future of finance. However, I believe alignment is very important to make this successful. Team alignment, process alignment, and strategic alignment. For sure, finance doesn't live in a silo. We don't, right? We work together with other parts of the business, so we need alignment with them. And we also need alignment inside the finance function. For instance, if accounting and FP&A are not aligned, it's going to spell mayhem as well. So great point there. Okay. So what capabilities are needed for future finance professionals? In reality, where most of the work we do today is automated, it will be natural to feel demotivated. If finance professionals, or if you out there, do nothing different, the world will be indeed gone. They'll be left without a job. However, throughout time, humans have always evolved with the context surrounding them. Hence, it would be unnatural to believe it wouldn't be the case in the age of AI also. It's a fair question to ask, though, what exact capabilities want you to start to develop today? Okay, let's take a look at that. You see, four main categories. It's the skills, always relevant, right? We are business. How does this actually make sense? The ability to understand how we make money, how we must continuously transform our business model based on a constant stream of insights we receive. This also includes strategic skills as well as risk management. So keep a critical mind toward the AI-driven recommendations that will land on our desks. Technical skills. Forget about coding or building the tools needed to leverage the data universe. Other people will do that much better than us. But you should understand how to specify what's needed from the tools and be able to leverage the output from advanced analytics capabilities made available to your company. More importantly, will be your ability to solve critical business problems through problem-solving capabilities. You're not expected to have all the answers, but rather be able to facilitate the process. They need people skills. In a world where that is lush with insights, it becomes critical to separate what's important from what's not. You can't analyze your way to the answers. Rather, you find them through building relationships with business leaders and zooming in on their agenda and what are their critical priorities. Solve for available insights and apply the right ones to your stakeholders' challenges. Get buy-in acceptance. You'll further need to develop your influencing and communication skills. AI can't do all that. Finally, leadership skills. Change is the name of the game. This requires a high degree of change leadership and self-leadership. First, take care of yourself and change with the context to remain relevant. And help others grow through the same kind of change by being a role model and giving specific guidance and tips on how to succeed in a technology-enabled world. It's almost like being a lifeguard, right? You save someone, you have to save yourself first, and then you can save others. Finally, ask a people leader spending time with your team members when they interact with their stakeholders comes your primary priority. It's the only way you can help them develop further. Forget about looking into systems and processes and checklists and what have you. That may be all great, but it can't show you, tell you how your team members are interacting with other people. You need to observe that first. You may have heard about the need for developing these skills before. It's certainly not the first time I've talked about it, not in this show as well either. However, how many finance functions can you actually point to where these are not in short supply? Probably very few. If you have questions, please do keep them coming in. Or Eric say, utilizing SAP Analytics Cloud. Yes, great products there from SAP. Also, other tech companies are developing great stuff as well. So definitely do that. Today's finance and accounting world have driven so much in our world and for centuries, not just in business, but like technology today in the science and history. Yes. So we need number savvy people always. Mathematics is science that has stood the test of time. The numbers will not go anywhere for sure. What tagline could we put on the future of finance? I've said this already when I published the ebook called Welcome to Finance Function 4.0, finance function that's driven by humans, enabled by technology. So no, future finance function is not run fully by artificial intelligence, at least not for the foreseeable future we can imagine. It will do a large part of the work. However, finance and professionals will have taken on new tasks and drive tenfold value creation that they do today. This is not a depressing future seen from a human perspective. In fact, it is a very exciting future, which places the finance function at the center of business. The future is ours to grab, but it's also time to make things as concrete as possible. That's why after some holidays, we will start our new series titled Finance 2035. Here we review the progress and the predictions made by McKinsey, Deloitte, and others when it comes to Finance 2030. Push the predictions 5 years further into the future. Remember, when they made these predictions, for instance, there was no generative AI, which is transforming business and finance as we see it today. As usual, we're keen to hear from other finance professionals who make predictions about the future of finance. This is an open invitation to share your views and take part in a series of quotes or being insight providers or being interviews. You can come on here and link a live show as well. Talk to me about it. The world is watching, and we want to know what they think. For now, reflecting the questions we've asked in the show here, Make you excited or concerned about the future? Can you see it happening, or is it wishful thinking? And what steps are you taking today to future-proof yourself? This is really what you should be thinking about. Meantime, you can, of course, always reach me on LinkedIn. I'm no stranger there. I would be free to send me a message. But until next time, the August, we'll have the next version of the show. Stay safe, take care of each other, be excited for the future of the Finance Master. My name is Anders New Lindberg, and I'm signing off from the Hashtag Finance Master show, and we'll be back with you in a few weeks.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting.